You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
It is startling to believe that in this day and age, liberals, Democrats, those on the left, have to be battled in court, in high courts, for the right to be heard, for the right to have the freedom of speech. The party that once defended personal liberty and freedom of speech, the Democrats, now have to be battled in court just so you can be heard, so you can speak publicly in the public square. And I'm not saying that's not hyperbole. It is what it is, and I point to the Wisconsin Supreme Court as evidence. Aaron Mercino here, the senior legal counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center, to help better explain the McAdams decision, which is a defense of freedom of speech and an important one. Aaron, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you. It's so wonderful to be with you.
Always good to have you here, Aaron. So this is a case where a professor was fired from Marquette University because they called out a student professor who was suppressing free speech of another student in that class on the issue of same-sex marriage. Lay it out for us. Let's have a better understanding of the lay of the land.
Yes. So there was a graduate student instructor who told her students that gay rights can't be discussed in her classroom because if there were to be any disagreement, it would offend students. So one student in this instructor's class went to her after the class and said, you know, I think that there is discourse on the subject and not everyone agrees. To which she responded with something similar to racism, sexism, bigotry is not allowed in her class. And that this student, by going to her and telling her that there is discourse on the subject, has offended her. So the student, feeling very helpless, went to Professor Dr. McAdams, who's the plaintiff in this case. And Dr. McAdams defended the student and defended the student's right to free speech. And through doing so and posting this on his blog and saying that, you know, there has to be discussion, anything that's short of discussion is really totalitarianism. You can't just shut off the conversation. Through doing that, Marquette University punished him greatly. But
they fired
the Wisconsin Supreme Court has come down now after disfavorable opinions in the lower court has come down in favor of Dr. McAdams and in favor of academic freedom, thank goodness.
And freedom of speech and doing the right thing and discourse and having a conversation in public. My God, we're gonna destroy free speech because somebody might be offended. That's the whole point, isn't it? I mean, we don't have freedom of speech to protect happy speech. We have freedom of speech to protect things that you don't want to hear, things that are uncomfortable, things that are outside your comfort zone that make you cringe, actually. That's what we have freedom of speech for, and it's called the public discourse and the marketplace of ideas, Aaron. So this is important.
Exactly. That's exactly the marketplace of ideas. That's the wording of the United States Supreme Court in Healy versus James. That's what our colleges are supposed to be. They're supposed to be a marketplace of ideas where people discuss different opinions.
Well, I am hopeful for the United States Supreme Court, and I hope they get a case like this. But let me ask you this. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, obviously, it is the law of the land in Wisconsin. But does it have any implications for the other 49 states? Does it echo across the playing field? And I ask you that because we know, you and I know, that these sorts of things, this sort of suppression of free speech, is going on in a variety of places and schools. You read about it in the headlines every day. How much impact can this have outside of the state of Wisconsin?
You know, I think that it has great implications. So the Great Lakes Justice Center got involved in this case because we wanted to protect Dr. McAdams' academic freedom and free speech, but also because we knew that this had implications nationally. And when looking at the court's opinion, it's a 120-page document with concurring opinions. This is something that's extensive, that lays out the importance of academic freedom and the vital role that it plays in our society. So I think that it's a model that other states would look to, and I think it's of extreme importance.
So other states can look to this ruling, reflect on it, and use that as a foundation for opinions in their state. Now, I know that the Great Lakes Justice Center was involved with this. In fact, you guys filed briefs on this matter, did you not?
Yes, we filed briefs in support of Dr. McAdams and his freedom of speech.
In my understanding, Aaron, you're being too too humble about this. My understanding is that it was your arguments that were the foundation for the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision.
Yes, I mean, the Great Lakes Justice Center team, it's an incredible team. William Wagner, Dave Kalman, John Cain, just an incredible group of people, Steve Kalman. And, I mean, these are giants, not only in size. I mean, everyone is over 6 feet tall except for me, but just intellectual giants. And so we were very proud of the brief that we submitted to the court.
Man, must be tough going to lunch for you. You know, you're going to lose a finger in there with these films. At any rate, I mean, this is a big deal, and we have some fun with it because, you know, I've gotten to know everybody at the Great Lakes Justice Center. But, I mean, you're doing work in front of the United States Supreme Court, in front of the Michigan Supreme Court, having an impact at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, you guys really are having an influential impact on important cases that affect people across the country, not just isolated cases. These are cases, when it's talking about freedom of speech, that impact people across the United States.
Yes, well, we can't just let injustice stand. And that's the reason why the Great Lakes Justice Center exists, is to combat, you know, just injustice all over this country. And looking what happened to Dr. McAdams and how Marquette University treated him is just really startling.
It is
startling.
And
to have an opinion come down that's so in his favor. I mean, the court did not mince words at all. They want judgment entered in his favor. They want him to receive all of his back pay. They want him reinstated with unimpaired rank, tenure, compensation, and benefits. I mean, they were very strong that this was academic freedom and that universities need to be the bastion of independent and uninhibited, the uninhibited exchange of ideas. This is not a place where they're going to put up with any sort of thought police. So thank goodness for this opinion.
Great job. Aaron Mercina from the Great Lakes Justice Center, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent work. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. It's the Steve Gruber Show.